Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you? Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at GetDavidGetPaid.com. All right, let's just touch the table on some football non-Detroit. Music will tell us what the hell we're in for here. What is it? Uh-oh. All right, so now this is not the Big Ten. This is actual America.
Big Ten was Oregon, Indiana, and then fill in the blank. So okay. We moved on.
All right.
At honorable mention, 15, Boise State.
Didn't love their performance Friday night. It was good enough. Genty was held largely in check. And once again, Boise's defense, their only way out is to sack you. Good thing they lead America in sacks. Don't love their quarterback. They might be good enough to do this. But man, they go and face some of these big boys you're going to lay out there. Good luck.
At 14, based off of their lack of schedule, Indiana. They've beat everybody.
They haven't played anybody.
But man.
I'll give you an example, people.
Them and Pittsburgh got a Spider-Man meme.
When you want to know why they're only 7-point favorites in East Lansing this weekend. Indiana's strength of schedule's 110. Michigan State, 9th. It just shows you what two different schedules can look like.
Yeah. At number 13, the Alabama Crimson Tide. 6-2. You still have a way to get into the top 12, to get into the playoffs. But right now, I have them on the outside looking in if it were to end today.
Not a playoff team. O-line's not good enough. Secondary's a mess. Quarterback's inconsistent. And they have two losses, one of which is to Vanderbilt. That should automatically disqualify you.
But they beat Georgia.
I don't want to hear it. You lost.
Uh-huh.
You lost to Vandy.
Uh-huh.
You lost to Vandy. And you lost to a Tennessee team who can't throw a forward pass.
But he beat Joe Lewis.
Okay, I'm done. Kenny, your thoughts. Okay, then.
At 12, Clemson Tigers, 6-1.
Show me. They got a stretch coming up. They're going to play the teams they need to play. They played Georgia early and lost. They've done nothing wrong since. They've even, dare I say, run the score up. The next month will dictate everything for them. I'm fine where you have them. They play their way in or play their way out.
Yeah. David? Oh, I thought you were about to say something. I'm sorry. At number 11, go to the Big 12, Iowa State, 7-0, undefeated. Really your big win. What, Iowa?
Yep.
You got a lot. You have some prove it games to come up.
For me, I just wouldn't put a Big 12 team in. Big 12 sucks. It's an awful conference this year, truthfully. I mean, BYU is a complete fraud. They've been outgained on the season, for God's sakes. You know, ISU should have lost to UCF. A couple of controversial calls.
Kansas State.
I can't throw a forward pass. Colorado, please. Whatever, I know you got to rank them, but I'll just tell you right now, those Big 12 teams look like absolute cannon fodder if they get in.
At number 10, James Franklin and the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Show me. Show me this weekend. Show me that James Franklin is not this. Show me you can win a big game. This Ohio State team is begging to get beat. They don't control the line of scrimmage. Show me.
Now, the quarterback's a game time decision. So
if Drewaller's out, I take back everything I said.
Okay. At
I will say this. Why'd the number go from 4.5 to 3.5 if nobody knows about Aller? Sounds like he's playing.
Does. I got to think if you're Drewaller, aside from being in a body cast, you're going to play in this game.
Oh, like Nordberg and Naked Gun?
Pretty much.
Perfect.
Look, a Naked Gun and a Coming to America reference in one segment.
I'm here for you.
All right. At number 9, we got BYU. You just talked about them. Sitting there at 8-0.
I think you're insane. But you can put them there. But just look at the data. Look at the construct of how they've won games and actually watch them play.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you would, Rico, I know you too well. There is no scenario you'd watch them and go, man, Mike's got this one really wrong. They are fraudulent.
No, you don't. But I would say, okay, would you take any of the ones sitting on the outside and you know, waiting?
Yes.
Bama?
Yes.
You put Bama there?
Just start naming teams.
Indiana.
They'd all beat BYU.
Boise State.
All of them.
Okay.
Yes.
At number 8?
Be curious. All of them.
Notre Dame sitting there 7-1. They had a bad day against Northern Illinois, but they've handled business since, including taking down one of America's teams.
And every week, Riley Leonard gets a little bit better. Just a little. I'm good with it. Defense is legit. Running game's legit. Navy turning it over 6 times when you hadn't turned it over since August 31st. Not legit. Rico's a communist who works for North Korea. Next.
All I know is I took Navy in.
I don't want to hear it.
We'll never do that.
I will refund you on behalf of the United States Naval Academy.
I'm sitting there with Jack out in the iceberg.
Look, I didn't know they were going to turn into the Titan sub, okay? I didn't know.
At number 7, University of Tennessee, 6-1.
Shaky. Their passing game is broken. Everything else is national championship caliber. I mean, they have the running game. They have an elite defensive line. It's all there. But something is amiss with Nico and his receivers and that delicate balance of Josh Heupel's timing offense. They can't throw the ball.
And number 6, Texas A&M. 7-1.
Be careful. Know what they got to visit to this weekend.
Right. That's this week. That next week we talk about it, it's different.
The good old cockaboose. They are at South Carolina at night. Cockaboose.
You taking South Carolina?
I think I am.
Really?
Dude, you're lucky I just don't hop on a plane and go to the damn game.
Oh.
Kenny.
You know what? How about this?
If you're not a flight risk by the weekend and you don't need a toilet every 10 seconds, come on.
Yes, cockaboose.
How about this, Mike?
A&M wins, you give me one of those Aggie helmets. If South Carolina wins, I'll get you a model cockaboose. You could put it in the man cave.
I heard David's got a hell of a one. David's model cockaboose. By the way, if you don't know what the cockaboose is, they have half a rail yard around Wallace-Bryce Stadium, or whatever it is, in South Carolina. They are decommissioned caboose cars that alums buy and retrofit for tailgating. So it's called the Cockaboose Railroad. So, just for the people's sake. It's a good Google.
At number 5, the University of Miami.
Offensively, yes. Defensively, was.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to keep playing Florida State all year long. So.
Cockaboose. But no, Miami looks like the best of the best because they can win a shootout. A lot of these teams you're putting on here, they can't win a shootout. Yeah. They don't have a passing game. They don't have the ability. Offensively, I don't know how you stop Miami.
Still wondering how they beat Cal.
Cockaboose.
Went to sleep in Miami. I said,
that
was that upset Saturday. Where I'm like, I woke up like, wait, where's the Miami upset?
There was a lot of cockaboose in that game.
At number 4. Ohio, Ohio State, 6-1.
I'm going to stay out of this, and I want Kenny or David or you to get involved. I am developing like an ire towards Ohio State because they have it all.
You know what Ohio State is to me?
They're the rich kid who turns into a drug addict for no reason. Why? You have it all. Build an offensive and defensive line, and Ryan Day, for the love of Christ, stop dyeing your beard.
Well, he's not going to stop that. Ohio State, to me, when they're dialed in and they want to play, they can beat anybody.
Cockaboos.
But it's almost like you have to light a fire under the entire team, because then last week against Nebraska, they just kind of slept, walked through the game. Probably should have lost it, but they didn't, because in the end, they made some big plays. But I'm looking at the Buckeyes like, gosh, you guys could be a lot better if you tried.
Kenny, Ohio State, they've almost taken your team out in years past. What do you make of this version versus the past?
I still have a little bit of scar tissue when it comes to Ohio State, so I think I'm like you. I just want to stay out of it. But yeah, they are the privileged of the NCAA.
They are. $30 million payroll. They can't find a D-line or an O-line. They should have lost to Nebraska, everybody.
Yeah, they should have.
Go ahead.
And number three, Texas. University of Texas, 7-1.
I'll live with it, but they looked like ass this weekend. Now, was it a hangover from the Georgia game? Potentially. But I still think they're one of the five best teams in America. I can't argue.
At two is Georgia, Kenny. Your Georgia Bulldogs sitting there at two, fair or unfair?
I would have bounced them down just because they didn't play where you had teams actually play in the power rank. But, yeah, I don't hate them.
And look, here's the deal. Right here, right now, neutral field, I'd probably take Georgia to beat Oregon. But I understand why Oregon's resume puts them at number one. I need to see Oregon stop throttling it down. Dan Lanning just needs to drop his nuts and put 60 on people.
So you need Lanning to do what Cignetti does.
Yeah.
Because, seriously, once Oregon hits about 35, they just
go Kenny mode.
Yeah.
They just sit there and read the newspaper.
I think that's smart. There's no need to wear down your players.
I want blood. F the players. I'm paying them now. Go score. I want 60 a week.
Maybe you'll see that against Ohio
State. Can someone exert dominance in this lousy, roach-ridden sport of college football?
See, I think the fact that Oregon could go out there and beat you so badly and says, no.
All right.
We've had enough.
Time out. So are you and David betting Michigan this week getting 14.5?
No.
Cockaboos.
No way.
All right.
You know what? I kind of feel the way I felt last week when the Lions took on the Titans. And remember, I said, you can give me 20 points, and I'm still going to take the Lions.
How many points for you to bet Michigan?
You probably have to give me about 24.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say 20.
Guys.
I'm good with 20. Yeah.
Jesus. Mike. I might do it for 21. A little lunch bet with you guys. Come on, boys. They're going to shorten the game here.
Who?
And we already talked about Lanning powering it down.
Who's going to shorten the game?
Michigan.
What, three and outs?
Oh, my. Okay. You know what? I forgot. You're still emotional about last week.
That's disrespectful.
No, it's not. David.
That's disrespectful.
Look at what they did in the first half against State. It was three and out.
But everything changed after that, and they started moving the ball.
Yeah, Oregon's not.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to apologize for even asking the question.
No, fine. We can just tell me what you want.
Tremendous addition to the power rank.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Cockaboo.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Okay, so quick update. Just something interesting. So I made a joke about Za'Darius Smith being held out of practice. Browns edge rusher, veteran, and a guy who said he wouldn't mind playing in Detroit. So I said, naturally, oh, he's not sick. He's just got trade fever. So Jeremy Fowler of ESPN has reported what the Browns are looking for Za'Darius Smith. You guys tell me what you want to do, okay? They want, quote, a good day three pick. Well, you don't have a third rounder. And your fourth rounder will be, presumably, one of the lowest. So this would have to be a 4+ or a pick swap of you giving up a 2 and getting a 3. Something of that.
Yeah, so wait. I thought 2 and 3 were day 2, right?
No. The first round is one night, the second round's another night, and then day 3 is it is. You're right. You're right. Time out. Thursday night is round 1, Friday night is 2, 3, then it's 4. So okay, look. You're going to have to do 4+ or 2 swap. You want Za'Darius Smith? And remember, he's under contract. You get multiple years of Za'Darius Smith. I'm not pounding the desk here. I'm not going to scream and yell. And look, I like him. Very good football player. He's a vet. Already said he wouldn't mind being here. You tell me what you guys want to do. And let me get you those contract terms. I apologize. I just saw the little note because Evan passed it to me. His contract, very, very fair to me. He is next year. Oh, come on. This is no-brainer. Cap hit this year, he's a $5 million player. Next year, the cap hit, he'd be a $9 million player.
Yeah. Sold. Maybe that's it.
Then he's got all voidable years after that. So look, I wanted to mix it in. I know it's all J-Mo all the time. But Za'Darius Smith was held out of practice. Rico says, well, he might actually be sick. I don't want to live in that world. He's got trade fever. And the only cure is coming to the 313.
More Coney?
Exactly. What would you give? The fourth round pick won't be enough. Would you do a pick swap? Give up a 2, get a 3?
Yeah.
You think the Browns would go for that?
Yeah, I think the Browns would jump all over that because they're asking for a good day 3
singular
pick.
Without giving up their own asset. What you're asking them to do is give up an asset. It's a swap.
Yeah.
They're simply moving up in the draft versus adding an outright pick. Other teams are going to have a third round pick and they're going to offer it and the Browns may find that more valuable.
Yeah, but if you're the Browns, you're sitting there looking at now, I don't know what their draft status is, but now you have 2 second round picks. I would take that over a fourth rounder. Just 2 fourth rounders or 2 second rounders? Give me 2 second rounders. Because if you're the Browns, you're rebuilding. You got to build a team around Famous Jameis. If I'm Cleveland, I think that if the Lions offered that, that's probably the best deal you're going to get. Because even if somebody else gives you a top 10 fourth round selection, guys, let's just go ahead and swap our this pick and take the Lions second. And we'll be done. Like it's a better. I don't see how it's a bad deal for Cleveland whatsoever.
Because you want the additional asset versus just moving up. It depends on who runs the team.
True.
Different franchises view it differently.
No. True. But you get a free fourth rounder, or we got 2 second rounders.
But you just lost your third. You understand what I'm saying?
You are, Mike, but you're getting a better caliber player.
All right, so what if you give up your second, they only want to kick you a 4?
I still do it.
Okay. Yeah, Rico would be all in on Za'Darius Smith. David, Za'Darius Smith, Jeremy Fowler pricing. What do you got?
Yeah, I would give up my second round pick. If it was just a rental, no. But you have him for 2 years.
Wait, you're willing to give up a second round pick for 32-year-old Za'Darius Smith? Absolutely
I'm
not.
I'm basing it off of what draft picks they have. They don't have a third round selection. So a fourth round, you're right, may not work because another team has a third round.
I could give so the second, jump ahead, but the Browns have to give me a third or a fourth. I have to get picked.
Get a fourth back then, fine. But I'm saying make the deal. Make the deal.
Keep an eye on it. He was held out of practice today. He's a good ball player. He'd make you better. And I'll tell you this, you'd much rather have him on your team than have the Packers go and get him and bring him back home. Ticket text, David. Let's hear him.
Someone says, our GM, yes, he needs to make a move. Za'Darius Smith, yes, I would love to make that move. Someone says, give up our late third, better than a fourth round, and then get a sixth round back.
We don't even have a third.
We don't have a third, though, people. We don't have the Lions.
Didn't
don't
you
have
give that up to go and draft the guy who didn't have a picture?
Manu.
Yeah, the Canadian mystery man.
Yeah.
Dark man.
Why are we pretending that a fourth isn't a good day three pick? Yes, give up the fourth and get Za'Darius Smith.
Because it's not a good day three pick. You'll have the last pick in the fourth round, potentially. Guys, are you feeling okay? Do you have your coffee this morning? Everybody all right?
For the trade, how about giving them a second round and then getting back a fourth or a fifth? But yes, we need to make this deal. Pretty sure that Jeremy Fowler is saying to give up a fourth, but maybe they'll take a fifth. No.
Look, bottom line is if they take the fourth round pick, I'd have the deal done right now and Za'Darius would be driving up 75.
Well, makes you wonder why he's missing practice. They say illness, but
because
it could be in the works.
He's got an illness, and the only cure is Detroit.
And I guess I'm looking at it as kind of how you went for Max Crosby. Let's just end this, Cleveland. We're serious about this. Let's go ahead and swap the picks, and let's get this done. Okay? We're going to give you a second-round pick, but I would look at Za'Darius as our second-rounder. Would you take that selection? Yeah, I would if I was the Lions. And I think for Cleveland, we're going to swap out. We'll take your fourth. You take our second. And let's both be happy about this. Let's not haggle. Let's just get this thing done.
Yeah, someone's on Ticket Tech suggesting you give them a second. You ask for their third. So basically, you're just moving back a few spots.
Well, the other thing you can do as well, fellas, you know, you could give up a fifth this year and you give up a four in 26. There's ways to do this where the compensation makes sense. And the Browns are going to be in a multi-year rebuild. Who are we kidding? And for Za'Darius Smith, I just wanted for context purposes. Now, played in the league a long time. A long time. He's gotten better, but again, you know what? Last year he played 16 games in Cleveland. He gave you a whopping 5.5 sacks. Now he's already got 5 this year. His best days are probably behind him, giving you 12, 13 sacks when he was with Green Bay. He is in his 30s. He is an older player. That's my one concern. I'm not saying no, but is that the best you can do? That's a question only Brad Holmes knows. And if he fits the profile, if you like the person, he fits the room, Aaron Glenn signs off on it, Dan Campbell signs off on it, all right, let's ride. But I get a little concerned now. This guy's about to be 33 years old. Is that the best we can do?
No, it's... You can probably do better, but just the fact that we're talking about him because he's not practicing.
What if he's a Lion by 5:30? I mean, why don't we let's just live it up. What happens first? Za'Darius Smith is announced as a Lion or Kenny goes to the bathroom again? Kenny's probably a minus 350 favorite there, but I just wanted to keep hope alive.
My money's on Kenny.
He was held out of practice today.
Hey, have you seen Kenny's 40 time?
Oh, trying to get to the bathroom? That was something. Look, it's been a rough couple of days for our man. All right, we got to nurse him back to health.
If there's Jameer Gibbs, and then there's Kenny Cott.
I don't know. My lateral speed isn't what it used to be after these last couple of days. I'll put it to you like that.
Yeah, but the stiff arm, Kenny. Get out of the way! Lethal. Kenny Cott is going to be on angry runs.
David, before I say something to get us in trouble.
Just stop. Brad Holmes will not make any moves.
Okay, so the question would be, are you okay with that? If they don't make any moves, there's absolutely potential for a chair drop.
No, I think that's a person trying to mitigate the disappointments. So if you already go in there saying he won't do anything and then he does something, you're happy.
Or he actually believes that he's not going to do anything. I think there's a lot of people out there that believe that. He hasn't done it the last couple of years.
Well, I think you're out of your mind. You're a Super Bowl team. Act like it. Chiefs are stocking up. Ravens are stocking up. And you know teams in the NFC are going to make moves. Minnesota just stocked up. Lost Christian Darrisaw for the year. Replaced him with Cam Robinson. Like, guys, this is the way of the world. If you're going for it, act like it. David, take a text, or are we just going to stare lovingly at each other?
Sounds like he has the Honolulu flu, is what I'm hearing. Za'Darius Smith.
See?
Za'Darius Smith, yeah, give them whatever they want. Swap the fourth or with our second, is what they're saying.
I lean towards doing it, but I also...
But no, you mentioned that. Yeah, I didn't realize he was getting up there.
He's so old.
So, yeah, sure. Maybe this is where we package. How about the fourth this year and the fourth next year?
You can. Well, I'd much rather give up less this year and more 2 years from now. So think fifth. About it. Yeah, give him a five this year, give him a four in 26. Conditional, whatever. Hey, if the guy achieves these certain things, it turns into a four. I don't know. They're Cleveland. They're stupid. Figure it out. You're negotiating with an idiot. It shouldn't be hard. All right, straight to the people. A lot of people want to rap about J-Mo. We did the full presentation, Odyssey.com Rewind. Rico and I are very measured about it. And we've done something we really don't do. We put an embargo on something. Any phone call talking about trading or cutting this kid, we're just not taking it. Straight up. I just told Kenny, you've had a hard enough time. You've barely been off the toilet the last 3 days. We're not putting you through it because Doug Karsh and Jim Costa did the Lord's work first 8 hours of the day. But I'm not them. And I'm not doing those conversations. It's absurd to talk about trading J-Mo on October 30th. It's absurd to say you're done when he catches a 50-yard touchdown in Houston and you're screaming, touchdown Detroit black guy. I don't want to hear it. Those are nonsense opinions. Now, you want to talk about J-Mo and whether you want to pick up his fifth-year option in the spring? We're here for it. You want to talk about how he needs to grow up? That's cool. But I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's some malicious, horrible human. I think he lacks some intelligence. And clearly his decision-making is suboptimal. But I need him to win a Super Bowl. So I'm going to put up with just about anything. And this is coming from a Giants fan. The Giants put up with Lawrence Taylor hitting the crack pipe in the parking lot of Giants Stadium. You figure it out in the offseason. I need you to kill the quarterbacks and please show up sober. I need J-Mo to just stop doing dumb stuff. Show up in Houston. Let's go win this damn thing. And in the offseason, we'll have different conversations. If you think I'm being soft about it, Rico or otherwise, call me out.
No, Mike, this is truly, it's gotten to the point now. I think, Jameson, you are who you are. We just have to accept that. Would you like to see him do better? Yes, but some people, maybe he's plateaued. So, for now, you're under contract. Going to ride this till the wheels fall off. And then once they do, we'll make a business decision and figure out what we're going to do next. There's no need to hit the panic button. There's no need to trade. And there's no need to walk in there and say, hey, we need to extend you. Because Lions fans, when you're a good team, you can't keep everybody. He's making it very easy for Brad Holmes on the, yeah, we like to keep him around pile.
But I like Kirby Joseph better.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Need versus want.
I like Sam Laporta better.
Yeah.
I like Brian Branch better. You see where it's going?
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out right here, right now. I'm not going to freak out. I don't even know if he's going to get charged. Please go get your CPL. Here's a better idea. Stop driving around with guns in the car. Pay a security guard. Pay a driver. Here, this is Frank. Frank has a concealed carry. I mean, what are we doing? Come on, J-Mo. All right, let's get to the people. And by the way, Za'Darius Smith, you want to comment on it? Let's do it. Let's go to Big Vern, 97.1. Vernon, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, so Warren Sapp did a video. He was on a podcast, and he said Tony Dungy gave them the five things or the group of things that would get you on the cover of the news. Staying out past 12, 15 over the speed limit, guns and drugs, women you know too well, and women you don't know well enough, and guns. if you don't want to be in the news and you want to make better decisions, don't do those things.
That's
if you have millions, if I have millions of dollars, guess where I'm not hanging out? On the east side. I don't even want to hang out over there right now. What is the point? What is the purpose? You know who doesn't hang out and doesn't have guns in the car? Amon-Ra St. Brown, LaPorta, everybody else in the NFL who makes better decisions. I'm a little bit more disappointed. I couldn't listen earlier because the Make Michigan Great Again crew was going off the handle. But what I am upset is that we as a country, you know, we as sports fans watched Ja Morant almost self-destruct.
Yep.
This past year, we have watched countless of other NFL players self-destruct, and all types of players. And, you know, it'd be different if these young guys didn't have older players coming in the rookie symposiums, giving them advice. And you have the world in front of you with people out here watching you who would kill for the opportunity to play a game. At some point, you have to mature. You have to grow up. And what is distressing is the fact that he is not growing up after the self-imposed suspension from the gambling thing. After the gambling thing, you should almost be a saint. After that incident alone, you should have never gotten in trouble ever again for anything. Your opportunity is being wasted away because you have not matured. It's some stuff that you signed up for that you should not be willing to risk your career for. It's disappointing. And like you said, why am I picking up that fifth option? We're not cutting them. We're not doing anything else. But until you show that you have matured,
right,
I'm not picking. You're jeopardizing your own future, and it's disappointing, bro. That's what you can't. It's like when your father say, I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed. Bro, your whole life is ahead of you. Millions of dollars, influence, and opportunity, and you want to squander it to hang in the hood? I don't even go to Coney at 4 o'clock in the morning. What the problem is, bro? I just don't get it, man. I don't understand why some guys get it and some guys don't. Some guys go through their whole career.
Vern, how about this? I mean, look, man, you and I have talked for 20 years. The bottom line is this. He's trying to be somebody. All right, he's got to make a decision. Do you want to be a Detroit Lion or do you want to have street cred? I mean, you can just come out and say it. Like, he's trying to be somebody. Mm-hmm. He's trying to be somebody that he doesn't need to be anymore.
Yeah, Rico said it earlier. Like, you know how many times I watched the first 48 watch people who have tried to be somebody end up spending the rest of their life in prison? It's sad that and that mentality is still lingering because, you know, most of the time these guys have never been that person. But because they stand out, they have friends or are in the environment but not of it. So they feel like they're missing something because they never genuinely were from the streets and from that era. So they still have hang-arounders, made that word up, people who are leeching onto them.
Oh, Vern,
they feel like they,
Vern, you know what it is?
To be a part of the culture.
No, it's like he wants to be a gangster. He wants to be a football player. He wants to be a gangster, too. The problem is,
you know,
the people in the streets would love to trade places with you, and you would never see them again. But they don't have other options.
Opportunity. And when they got their opportunity, those same people that are using you would cut you loose because they have their opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
What's more important for me? I don't understand. Man, it just makes no sense. What's more attractive to me is living a long life, retiring with my kids and my grandkids. There's nothing attractive about that life. It sounds good in a rap song and good to look at it in the distance, but you know, being around it, it only leads to one or two places, and it's sad that you're in an area and an environment and hanging around people who would not trade places with you when you have people out here that would kill for the opportunity to be where you are. It's disappointing, not upsetting, and I hope he turns around because we are watching him self-destruct if somebody does not pull him to the side or he has better counsel.
Well, this is it. I mean, Vern, reality is, look, we've been very fortunate to this point that a lot of his incidents are fairly innocuous. He hasn't hurt anybody. Again, I don't think he's a bad kid. I question his intellect. I question, look, you said it. Why the hell are you in certain places at certain hours of the night? Name one good reason. I can't. So what conclusion do you come to? He wants to be a part of a different life. Well, that's what you want to do. That's fine. But that doesn't mean I'm paying you $17.5 million on a fifth-year option.
That sure doesn't mean that I give you the same money that I gave one of the best football players in the league and a pro on and off the field and one of my favorite players, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra's the living embodiment of everything you need to do to not only take care of yourself and your family, but the generations of people that'll come after you are buried 6 feet under. And he doesn't take those cues. Look, what upset me more than anything, fellas, and I'm being serious with you. Look, when we talked about that Halloween costume he wore, he knew he had gotten pulled over. He knew he was suspended for the PEDs. It hadn't gone public yet. And he shows up to the Halloween party with the Lions dressed as a Department of Corrections inmate. Come on, man. Read the room. Just, I'm not telling you it's a crime to do that. But it's also not funny and it's not bright. It shows you don't get it. That's just silly to me. Don't do that stuff, man. Dress up whatever the hell you want. Just probably not do the whole prisoner thing. Not when you know there was a hidden situation that you knew was effed up enough that you had to tell the team about it. Notice that's the biggest thing they say. He immediately told us. He knew well enough he had to tell you. There was no way that was going to get kept under wraps.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.